Well, the bracelet stolen from Mr. and Mrs. Marsh, of which Jane, Mr. Race, and their maid Laura were accused, was found. The Marsh's maid, Nanette, stole it, passed it on to a man named Davis, who had unwittingly tried to peddle it to Mr. Race, but both Davis and Nanette were caught before Mr. Race lost any money on the deal. This episode takes place early afternoon a few days later, and is in alternating scenes between the Ace's home and Mr. Race's office. First to the home. The phone has just rung, and Jane answered it. Listen.
Hello? Oh, I just knew it was you, dear. If you don't stop calling me up every half hour on the hour, I'm going to get good and mad. Now, this is the fourth time today you've called me, and all morning yesterday, and all afternoon, and... What? Yes, I'm here, dear. Every time you call me, you ask me if I'm here. Where do you think I... What do you mean, checking up to see if I'm in some more trouble? The only trouble I have, you're making for me with these phone calls. And if you think I... No, I haven't any time to listen to lectures. If you want to make a speech, why don't you hire a kite? Goodbye. I hated to do it, but I've got to teach him a lesson not to keep calling up. If that's him again, I'm going... Hello? Hello? Well, stop ringing and answer me. Hello? Oh, that's not the phone. That's the door. Goodbye, dear. Just a minute.
Good afternoon, Mrs. A.
Mrs. Marsh.
Surprised to see me?
Well, I certainly didn't expect you.
May I come in?
Oh, yes. Come in, Mrs. Marsh, I guess.
Thank you. I don't blame you for being so surprised, Mrs. A, but I just had to come. I simply had to tell you how sorry I am that Mr. Marsh and I got you into so much trouble and caused you so much embarrassment. I simply had to tell you.
All right.
And I hope you'll find it in the goodness of your heart to forgive me, both Mr. Marsh and me.
Well, it was pretty bad, you know, saying those things about us and about Laura.
Of course it was, and so stupid of us to do it, too, because we should have known that you and Mr. Ace aren't that kind at all.
What kind?
Well, I mean the kind that would do such a thing. We should have realized it at once.
Well, I think you should have, too, because Mr. Ace and I have never stolen a bracelet in our life.
Of course you haven't. And I've come here to offer my abject apologies to both you and Mr. Ace.
Well, all right, Mrs. Marsh. But Mr. Ace isn't here now. Oh, if you'd have come a few minutes earlier, you could have told him on the phone. You know, he's been calling me up every day since this thing happened. He calls me up about 10 times a day.
10 times?
Yes. At first, when he did it, I thought it was awfully sweet of him to call up and ask how everything was. It was like he used to do when we first got married. And the second time, I thought it was sweet. And maybe the third time and the fourth. You know, ask me if I'm getting into any trouble and if I'm going out somewhere and all that. But after all, there's such a thing as being over phoned. And this is it. He's getting my goat.
I don't blame you, my dear.
After all, it wasn't my fault that this happened. I didn't know that Nanette was going to steal your bracelet.
Of course not. And it was just as big a shock to me, too.
Yes, isn't it a shame? I never dreamed she did it. Well, I never dreamed who did it.
Well, we were very lucky that they tried to sell the bracelet to your husband, of all people.
Yes. Imagine he was going to buy that bracelet for me. When he first started calling me up so many times, I thought he was sorry he didn't buy the bracelet for me, and he didn't want me to feel bad. But I didn't feel bad, because I never expect him to buy me anything as gorgeous as that. And I never asked him to. That's one thing he can't say. He's not a hand-picked husband, like some girls have. I know a lot of girls around here, and you can see the way they neck their husbands all the time, making them buy them things and go places.
You know a lot of people around here, Miss Kate.
What?
I said you have a lot of acquaintances in town.
Well, not too many. We know some of the people around.
For instance?
Yeah.
I say, who, for instance?
Oh, well, let me see. Do you know Mrs. Benton, Gertrude Benton?
Oh, vaguely.
Yes, isn't she? And then there's Grace Smith and her husband. He sells used cars. And Frances Wharton, do you know her?
I believe I've heard those names. But Mrs. Ace, those aren't the people I mean. I mean the Worthwhiles.
The Worthwhiles? Let me see. No, I don't think. Oh, do they live in that big house at the Iron Gate?
Who?
The Worthwhiles, you said, didn't you?
Yes, the people Worthwhile. I mean, well, I hate to say this, but I imagine Mrs. Denton's all right in her place. And so are those others you mentioned. But, well, Mrs. Ace, I feel that I owe you something other than just an apology for the grief we've caused you, and I'd like to have you join our set.
All right.
I want you to come into our circle. It's a little more, how shall I say it, exclusive. Oh, I hate to use the word.
That's all right. You can use it if you want to.
Thank you. I knew you'd understand. And you'll find us an entirely different group than you imagine.
All right.
We're not just an idle group of housewives that sit around and play bridge every day. In spite of the fact that when you first met me, we were playing bridge. Oh, dear, no.
No.
You'll find us much more serious than you think. And doing worthy things. Taking up worthy causes. Always making the most of our time. And I do so want you to join us. Because I feel I owe you at least that much for whatever wrong I've done you.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Mars.
And call me Mary, please.
Well, all right. Mary.
That's better, Jane.
Yes. Oh, excuse me, the tell. If that's Miss Race again, I'm going to tell him a thing. Hello? It is. Dear, if you don't stop bothering me this way, I'm going to... Yes, I'm here. No, I'm not alone, if you must know. Oh, wouldn't you like to know? Well, I won't tell you. And you might just as well stop calling me.
It is, but I'm going to keep calling you to make sure you're not getting into any new mix-ups, because it's the only way I can make sure that we won't be dragged into any more stolen bracelets. The minute my back's turned, you're getting it. Well, tell me who's there, Jane. No, I won't hang up until you tell me who...
Ray?
Come in. Goodbye, Jane. I'm busy. Well, Mr. Marsh.
Good afternoon.
Well, it was good. What now? Some more bracelets disappeared, or maybe some new developments that you can entangle?
Mr. Ray, I don't blame you. Go ahead and say it. I deserve every bit of it. And that's why I'm here, to make amends.
Well, Mr. Marsh, I think the matter's been amended as well as it could be. At least I got the $1,500 back that I nearly paid for that bracelet. The fact that you didn't want to prosecute Davis or that maid, that was up to you.
I didn't want the scandal.
Yeah.
Mr. Ray, I want to, may I sit down?
Yes, I guess so.
Thank you. I can see that you're pretty well burnt up over this unfortunate incident.
Well,
I'm not saying you haven't every right to be. You have.
Thanks.
We've done untold harm to both you and Mrs. A. And we feel, that is, Mrs. Mars and I both feel, that we owe you something to make up for any unpleasantness we may have caused you.
Such as?
Well, I've been thinking it over. It's been bothering me a lot. If we only stopped to think it over sensibly from the start, we could have avoided linking you and your wife and your maid to this bracelet in the first place.
Well, that's nice of you to say so. It's always cozy to think that the next fella doesn't believe you're a thief.
Oh, come now, Mr. Ace. Don't be so hard on us.
Well, I can't help it. After all,
I told you we're very sorry about the whole mess.
Well...
And for the past 2 days, it's been constantly on my mind, on both our minds, Mrs. Marsh's and mine. And I've come here this afternoon to try to make some amends.
Well, okay, let it go at that. I'm not exactly blaming you.
Well, I'm not trying to shift the blame. It was all our fault. The only thing left for me to do now is to try to show in some material way how I feel.
What do you mean, material way?
Well, Miss Race, after a couple of days and nights of racking my brain to think up some way to show you how we feel, I finally hit on it. I'm going to throw some important business your way.
Business? Real estate business?
That's it. And very important business. Possibly the biggest business you've ever figured in.
Well, I'm always open for a deal.
Well, that's absurd.
Just what
sort of... Well, I suppose you know, or do you? That I'm a member of the Board of City Aldermen?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, yes. I've been in city politics for some years, and if I do say so myself, quite an influential member of the board.
Well,
the city, in a strange, is going in for a housing program in a very big way.
For a housing yes, I'd heard something about some big development.
Exactly. Tenements which have stood for years that would be torn down, and large area apartments that would be built in their place. Nothing elaborate, to understand, but comfortable living quarters for the very poor but honest people of our city. Cheap rent, but sanitary livable rooms in which they can bring up their children in safety.
I see. Yes, I think I read or heard something about
that. The first of these apartments to be built will be more as an experiment.
Uh-huh.
The city is anxious to get this work started as soon as possible, and we've already been interested in a couple of locations. That's where you come in.
Where?
The location the city will eventually choose is now a large vacant lot covering a complete square block. That's where our first apartment building will be erected.
Well, how do you know? You say there are several locations.
Don't worry about that. I'm in the know. There's going to be a lot of agitation against this site, women's clubs and the like. They believe it's on the wrong side of the railroad track. But all that will be ironed out, and this site will be chosen.
Oh, I see. That's the inside, though.
Exactly. Now, Miss Ray's, I happen to know that you can get the first mortgage on this location.
Oh, but that's a lot of money.
You could raise a good deal of money, couldn't you? Your real estate holdings?
Well, I guess I could if I went into hock with everything I've got, but...
It would be worth it, I assure you.
You're sure the city's going to take this location?
Absolutely. Any agitation you may hear to the contrary, notwithstanding.
Well, this wouldn't be such a big gamble then, would it? I mean, there wouldn't be any chance of my losing all I got.
You're coming in as the real ultra vet of this town.
Oh, I know. But I don't understand what you mean. What do I have to do?
Nothing. Just leave it to me. I'll introduce you around, get you acquainted with the other girls, and you'll just adore working with them.
Working? What do you mean, working?
The social work we're doing. What I've been telling you. We've organized ourselves into a social betterment group. We've gone deeply into the problems of those less fortunate than we are. We understand their needs, and we're fighting for them.
You mean the poor people?
Exactly. It was our work that started the city on this better living project. Imagine, Mrs. A, light airy apartments for them to live in, large lawns for their children to play on, fireproof homes and clean and free from silt and squalor, warm in the winter and cool in the summer, and above all, livable, a place they can call home.
Oh, that sounds marvelous. I'm almost sorry about this bungalow.
Of course it's marvelous. And it's up to us to see that the city goes through with it, and in the right way. Why, at this moment, the girls are needing to make sure the proper location is purchased for the first building. We're not going to let them choose just any location down by those frightful railroad tracks.
I don't blame you.
And I want you to join us. Meet my crowd. The least I can do for you.
All right. Oh, it sounds very interesting. I've always wanted to know why the other half lives.
Why the other half lives? It's how, my dear.
Yes, and how few. I'll do it, Mrs. Marsh. Mary.
And there you have Jane getting herself mixed up, all unknowingly, in what Mr. Race hopes to be the biggest deal he ever put over. We learn more about it when next we meet the Easy Aces.